fighting tyranny. You're listening to Knights of the Sword.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us in Knights of the Storm. Today is Saturday, October 14th, 2023. I'm your host, as always, Jason Barker, your other host to my side here, Angus Mustang. And today we have a really special guest. He was on with me Thursday in the foxhole. He's Dr. LaGuardia, specializes in internal medicine, geriatrics, bariatrics. He's the author of the books, The Doomsday Book of Medicine, The Bible of Alternative Medicine, and Infected, Secrets from the Medical Underground. Also has a Substack at Medical Underground. Hey, Dr. LaGuardia, tell us about yourself. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Well, I've been in practice 38 years now in Connecticut. I'm in private practice, internal medicine, like you said, bariatrics and geriatrics, but I practice integrative medicine for the most part. I combine alternative and traditional medicine, because I think, quite frankly, there's a lot of bullshit in both of them. So I try to, over the years, I've learned the things that don't work, the things that are nonsense in both traditional and there's tons of it in alternative medicine. And I kind of glean out the pearls for my patients that are best from both. And that's what I include in my books also, showing people the stuff that's effective. As you know, in everything, there's always kind of nonsense mixed in with good stuff. And you have to glean out the good stuff.
Yeah, one thing I really like, I don't know if I told you this when we did the interview Thursday, but when I was in the military, I went to Master Fitness Trainer course. And that doesn't mean that I'm a super fit guy or anything. It just means I have the knowledge to help others. And a lot of what we focused on was holistic kind of health. And a lot of it came to eating, sleeping. So I think that that area of focus keeps people from having to go to the nonsense pharmaceuticals that could get you on that train of, oh, this for this side effect, that for that side effect. What's it doing to my liver? What's it doing to my kidneys?
Right.
So I love it that we have people out there doing that.
Yeah. There's not many. It's unfortunate, but there's the problem is I went to medical school in Italy. I have a little bit different perspective on it, but it was more of a traditional education, a lot less technology, a lot more hands-on, a lot more, using your brain and discerning stuff that you would do without a whole slew of lab tests. And a lot, not a lot, but a more nutritional approach to things. I had read Linus Pauling's books in college, and that started me on it. When I, after medical school, I thought, okay, they're going to just teach us a lot of this in our residency. I'll learn all about this now. And it was none of it. I couldn't believe it. They weren't open to it at all. Wow. There was nothing to be had for vitamins or minerals or trace elements or enzymes or anything. And I kept studying on my own. I've got a huge library of books now of all kinds of integrative and alternative medicine. And but once again, like I said, you have to glean out. I mean, some of this stuff is crazy. One guy wants you to drink your urine. You know, it's weird stuff out there. You know,
I know a guy who did that every morning. It was you know, your morning pee is where all your stuff goes.
Right, right.
Like, bro,
Right, which is not true at all, because your kidneys filter out everything. Yeah. You know, your body tries to preserve everything, proteins and all the things you need. It only gets rid of waste, and it's just madness. But
yeah. You know. All right. Well, I don't want to forget about Angus here. Angus, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good to see you, gentlemen, this morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so we had lunch together. What was it? Thursday was it? Wednesday, we had lunch together in Rolla, Missouri. That was cool to hang out. There's a picture of us on the Knights of the Storm website. So if you want to see us,
oh, really? You put that up there?
I did. all right. Anyway,
I just want to say also to Dr. LaGuardia, Tony's a very good friend of mine. We grew up together. We've known each other for 47 years now. And
you were in the Navy together, or?
We joined the same day. But we were in, I've known him since the seventh grade. But I appreciate
you're from Connecticut originally?
Yes.
Oh, yes, where?
I'm in Coventry.
Oh, I'm in Mansfield. I mean, I live in Hebron, but my practice is in Mansfield.
But I just want to tell you, I appreciate you making sure that he did not get that jab. So he won't listen to me all the time. So
he's a good guy.
Excellent. And speaking of poisoning our bodies, I want to jump into the verse of the week. Oh, here we go. I just messed it up. There it is. So this comes from 1 Corinthians. I think we've used this one before, maybe. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. What know ye that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you is not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And I thought that was a good one for today because, you know, what we eat today, the medicines we take, exposing ourselves to constant EM radiation right by our brain. I mean, all this stuff that we're doing to our bodies is not good for us. And I think we should think about not just our own health, but glorifying God. And for me, this was the basis of my religious exemption for not getting the mRNA jab. Because to me, something in my body that could potentially alter God's fingerprint, my DNA, is an abomination. And I was not going to put that in my body. But now I'm starting to think about other things. You know, how much alcohol was I drinking? You know, how much do I get out and exercise? I tried to cut down on the coffee. And these are all good things. So anyway, that was my take on it. How about you, Angus?
No, I mean, what's the saying is your body is a temple. It's the same. I don't want somebody changing it for, I have my reasons for them, what I believe they wanted to do with the mRNA, I don't want any part of. I mean, I'm not going to get into my reasoning for it, but what I, you know, I don't think a lot of these people are human. You know, that's just a little catch on it, but.
Technically, are you still human?
And I, you know, DNA change? I might not be the healthiest person, but I try to watch what I eat and everything, you know, and I'm getting better at that because I realize the crap that they're giving us now. You know, we're trogs at the Hof, and that's it.
Well, yeah, the foods have been depleted since World War II. That was the turning point for the United States after World War II because the munitions industries, which were making bombs and stuff, were out of business for the most part. And so they turned to using petrochemical fertilizers. And that was our downfall for the most part, because there they were just returning NPK to the soil and ignoring all of the other nutrients in the soil. In fact, there was just you guys know Dr. Mercola?
He's got mm-hmm. a website. Yes.
Yeah, I was just reading an article on him the other day. He was saying that of the, there's only about 180 nutrients that we identify in foods besides the macronutrients like proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. There's all the minerals and trace elements. There's only a few of them they've identified. There's a few bioflavonoids and a few other things. But for the most part, foods are really complex chemistries, and we ignore them. And we constantly try to filter out the one thing that may help us from that. But it's a complex mix that nature makes that, if, for example, I always tell my patients, fruit juice sucks. Don't drink fruit juice. And they're always astonished by that. I was, well, yeah, given a choice, if you're going to go between soda and fruit juice, go with fruit juice. However, once you squeeze the juice out of a fruit, you're leaving behind all the fiber, a lot of protein, a lot of fats, a lot of the different things that are in there. And all you're getting is a lot of sugar and water and some other enzymes, little things in it perhaps. But for the most part, that's not good for you. So, and when you ingest fruit juice, it spikes your blood sugars. That spikes insulin. Insulin's a fat storage hormone. And guess what? You get obese from it. And so, but if you eat fruit, that doesn't happen because it's a very slow release of the sugars due to the proteins and stuff that are bound to it. So it's a natural way you're supposed to eat fruit. Nature never intended us to eat fruit juice. And so those are one of the things I try to point out to people.
Interesting. And
but do you think
let's give you shout outs real quick. We got a lot of people in chat, and I wanted to let you know if you're in the chat and Rumble and you have a question for the doctor, type it in all caps so it stands out because there's already a lot of stuff going on. We've got Levi from Narrowgate Ministries. What's up, Levi? Good to see you. Of course, you're in there, Angus. Harps, our thunder from down under. Harps, I got this piece printed right here to go on your rifle. Provided it doesn't break, I'm going to test it out. I'll have that package shipped out. So that's really cool. Opossum King is there talking about the solar eclipse. We're going to talk about that at some point in this show. Way Cool Snoopy. That is MJ Nichols over on David Knight's chat. I just talked to him this morning on the phone or chatted with him. So I think he's going to be on Thursday in the foxhole. That's really cool. Hobbit's there. Hobbit 52. Ann was there. It's Christoa. And then who else? Geesebusters. Yeah, I didn't want to miss Geesebusters. And if I'm, oh, Little John's in there. Sorry, Little John. May Nancy's there. Assyrian Girl's there. Wow, a lot of people here this early on. If I missed you, just type in all caps that I suck, okay? All right. So since I got a chance to interview you on Thursday, I told Angus that I was going to kind of sit back and push buttons. I have a couple questions I'll get to, but I'm going to let Angus kind of ask the questions and give him a chance since he's my co-host here. So go ahead. Floor is yours, Angus.
Just as we were just talking about with fruit and stuff, I mean, so I agree. I mean, you know, eating fresh fruit is better for you than fruit juices, you know, especially if it's a concentrated fruit juice. Mm-hmm. And even some of these fruit juices that say that, you know, they're the best, they're more natural. You look at the sugars that's in there.
Right.
It's, you know, unbelievable what's in there. And, but do you agree that also the, you know, they manipulated the food supply, you know, with GMOs and everything. And then mm-hmm. now they got that A-peel coating that they put on, you know, at the stores and all that mm-hmm. to protect it. Right. So my, and the other thing is my daughter is now, she works for Highland Market. You know, you're aware of the Highland Market.
Yep.
Four of them. And she's the assistant produce manager at one of them. And, you know, they do stay local. They try to stay as local as they possibly can. And
yeah, no, it's a good store.
Yeah. A little pay a little extra, but it's worth
pay
it.
A lot of extra. But
if you want to stay healthy.
Right. Well, but you know, I try,
you know, the manipulation of the food supply is a way to also keep people on prescription drugs to make more money for mm-hmm.
the vast majority of people eat fabricated foods, you know, and now they're pushing synthetic foods on synthetic meats and stuff, which are a real abomination. You know, then once again, you know, God's provided everything for us. We just have to reap the benefits of what's there and not look beyond it. I mean, most medicinals come from plants still to this day, you know, and pharmaceutical companies constantly try to improve on those and take those and manipulate them so they can patent them and use them for their own ends. But it invariably is not as good as the original. And that's been my lifelong study, is the study of nutritional stuff from plant-based foods and stuff. And it's all there. There's in all my books, I go into that. The Bible of Alternative Medicine, the Doomsday Book of Medicine. I get heavily into nutrition and the necessity to eat proper foods. And I also give 10 or 15 or even 20 ways to treat everything. I go into things like diabetes, hypertension. For diabetes, for example, berberine works just as good as metformin without any side effects, without any problems, at a much cheaper price. You know, there's natural plant products that are out there and do work. They work very well. And the added benefit is they don't have the side effects. That's my argument with the powers that be all the time when we were discussing it in an earlier show last week about COVID. You know, they was pushing all these things. And my argument was, we're all offense, no defense. Why aren't we boosting people's immune systems? It's much easier to boost an immune system and prevent an infection than to treat an infection afterwards.
Well, that makes sense to me, that why not enable your body to do what it's designed to do?
It's a beautiful design.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so like you were talking about Thursday with the heirloom seeds and all that. I mean, is this their way of, now that they're putting GMOs and everything, you know, and manipulating the seeds and all that, now to stop you from being able to cure yourself through healthy eating and everything?
Right.
I mean, it's so evil that, you know, you almost can't believe that people would actually do this.
Right.
But they'll do anything for money. And I remember years back, I heard a story on, it was 60 Minutes. And this kid was, you know, young kid, 2, 3, 4 years old, was having epileptic seizures nonstop. And they took him to the doctor, you know, and the doctor puts him on this prescriptions and this and that. And I guess at some point, the parents took him to the Mayo Clinic. And they said the biggest thing is fats. He has to have, you know, they said you fill his body with dairy products or whatever.
It worked.
And then, they said, well, why don't doctors recommend this? And they said, you know, because there's no money in it.
Yeah. I recommend them all the time. You're absolutely right. That was one of the other tragedies, you know, in this low fat diet that people were pushing. First of all, to all your listeners, fats don't make you fat. Carbohydrates make you fat. There's no essential carbohydrates. There's essential amino acids, which are pieces of protein, and there's essential fats that you have to. Essential means you have to get them in your diet. Your body can't make them. And to be healthy, you have to have them. And there's no essential carbs, because you can make carbs from fat or protein. Your body has the ability to do that. You can live without carbs. I'm not suggesting you should live without carbs, but you don't really need them as much. in, but fats are essential. And so they went on to this low fat craze and going berserk on it. And what you did, what I believe it led to a lot of ADD, a lot of anxiety and depression and stuff, because the brain is mostly fatty acids. It's fatty acids on a protein matrix. And so the essential vitamins for fats are fat-soluble vitamins are A, D, E, and K. All vitamins, I'll get back to your readers, they should know this, listeners, I mean, all vitamins are fat-soluble except for B and C. Those are water-soluble, so those you can take in an empty stomach. All the rest you have to take with fat, you won't absorb them. So if you're out there listening and taking vitamins, make sure you take them with fat. Fat's essential for your health. You can't live without good fats. And I believe it led a lot to the problems we have with mental disorders and stuff. I mean, among my young patients, I'm constantly amazed. The new ones that come to me are all on psych meds. They all have ADD, anxiety, depression. I don't know about you. When I was growing up in the 60s, I didn't know anyone that was on psych meds. You know, I knew a few people that needed them, but there was no,
just meds in general. I remember when I went through junior high and high school, this was in the 80s and 90s, right? Early 90s. Yep. It was so rare for a kid to have to be on any medication that it had to be taken to the nurse by the parents. Right. There had to be a permission slip signed. And then at a certain time of the day, the child would be let out of the class to go down to the nurse's office. And then she or he would administer it with that permission slip. And it was one kid out of 1,000, you know, maybe 2 out of 1,000. And now every single kid is on some kind of anxiety medicine or ADHD medicine or, you know, it's crazy.
You have to ask yourself why, you know, and part of it getting back to the foods are the you know, we don't know what a lot of the trace elements do. And so you need all those. We evolved from the sea. And so as we came out of the sea, our bodies were immersed in this beautiful bath of seawater, which was full of all essential elements, trace elements, everything was in there. Our blood is very similar to seawater. The only difference is, since we left the oceans and evolved, the salt content of the oceans has gone up. Because over millennium, the salts on the lands have dissolved and entered the water. Yeah. So our salt content is less than seawater. However, even during World War II, there were some really smart doctors on Okinawa and Guadalcanal that were desperate for transfusions. And they ran out of blood and stuff, and they sterilized seawater and used it just to stretch the supplies they had and give it. So, you know, our bodies are there. Do you know what Quintin's marine plasma is?
No, I don't.
Quintin was interesting. He was a French scientist who in the 1800s realized that there were these areas in the sea where it was kind of like a tornado coming, a vortex coming up from the bottom of the sea. There were several dozen of them around the planet where nutrients from the bottom well up, and into those vortexes come everything from whales to krill to plankton. Everything feeds on this because it's so full of nutrients. He took the seawater from it. It's still available today. He took that and bottled it and was giving it. He had clinics all through France, and he was curing people of all kinds of disease simply by providing them with all the micronutrients that they need from this.
How did they take that? Did they? I mean, I know you don't drink seawater.
Yeah, they took. They have a process of pasteurizing it, and I'm not sure the exact method, but it comes in little vials. It's good stuff. Still, like I said, still available. It's Quinton, Quintin's marine plasma. But anyway, he did great for years. He had clinics all over the place, and then of course they shut him down eventually because he was doing so well. But he even took in an experiment. He took Quintin's marine plasma, and before the French Academy of Sciences, drained the blood of a dog and refilled it with that, and the dog survived, to the amazement of the scientists there. So it's amazing stuff, but it just exemplifies what our bodies need that we're not getting. And as you both, you know, alluded to earlier, the soils are so depleted now of stuff that we have to instill the stuff back in. Just iodine alone is so essential. Every cell in your body needs iodine. And you know, people are always, doctors, I should say, not people, are afraid of iodine ignorantly. We know that, for example, in a developing fetus, if there's a lack of iodine, it becomes what's called a cretin. It's really retarded. It has a small brain because iodine is essential for brain development. So, but do we give iodine to pregnant women? No, we don't. And so, but, you know, we find cretins every once in a while. And so it's not very common, but it's common. But as the iodine levels in the population drop, the IQ is dropping also. And the iodine's been dropping for quite some time. There was a doctor named Jorge Flechas. I think he's from Virginia. He studied it for years. Fascinating guy. And what he found was that if he supplemented iodine during pregnancy, guess what happened? IQ went up 20 points on average. Oh, wow. Think about that. Why the hell is the obstetricians not screaming, you know, give this to all their patients? They don't, because they're ignorant about it. They think iodine leads to thyroid problems. It's just the opposite. The thyroid needs iodine to survive. And right now we're being poisoned by bromides, which are fire retardants. It's in a lot of foods as preservatives, and they've added it to the foods. And if you look on a periodic table of elements, remember that from chemistry class when you were falling asleep, Angus, you weren't paying attention? In Coventry High School, you should have paid attention to that, because right next to iodine are the halogens, is bromide right next to it. So the two act similar to each other. So right now our bodies are saturated with bromides and it's displacing the iodine. And when you check thyroid levels, you don't know that. You just see thyroid hormone. You don't know if it's inactive. And so I tell my patients, all of them who have, especially have iodine thyroid problems, to supplement with kelp. Kelp is seaweed and grows in giant beds of it. And that's full of iodine. It's also full of all the essential amino acids you need to survive. And so it's a great food. It's natural, has no side effects. So why aren't we giving kelp to pregnant women instead of all the other stuff they're worried about? You know, and why would we have much smarter children, much healthier children? And so you need to, just one example of all the different minerals that we need in our bodies that we're not getting. That's a tragedy out there. It just drives me crazy because I'm a lone voice talking about this stuff. And when I go to meetings and stuff, like my wife says, there's crickets. Why do you bother? No, everyone looks at you and just says, they're very polite, but they're not interested in it.
Now, see, I got to put my tinfoil hat on here. I think that they want the population dumbed down, like certain people that are up there and they don't want to give up their seat of power, and they have ways of getting our money from our bank account to their bank account. Yeah, I really
much easier to control dumb people.
Yeah, I think that's by design, I might get into that later. I had some questions on that, but anyway, it's Angus's show today.
and I agree too. It not just making us dumber, because that helps them, you know, in controlling the sheeple, but also it makes us sicker, because then it makes them more profits, because they're constantly supplying drugs to everybody. I mean, like we always say, you watch TV and every commercial, every other commercial is some kind of pharmaceutical commercial.
Right.
Which I was talking about that. The Ask Your Doctor commercials. It blew my mind on Thursday when you said that 90 or 95% of your patients, they took the jab against the doctor's advice. So Do they really want us to ask our doctor, or just believe what they see on TV?
I agree. I mean, it upset me to no end, but I realized what was happening. A lot of them out of necessity. They thought it was a necessity. They were doing it for their jobs or for school or stuff. And a lot of them were just, as you sheeple, they were just stampeded into it. You know, they're very polite to me, you know, and they were like, Doc, you sure? I go, I'm positive. You know, and they said, you didn't get it? I said, no, I didn't get it. That blows their minds, you know, but believe me, a lot of them regret it now.
Yeah, I'll bet.
There's a lot of autoimmune diseases now. There's a lot of cancers, like we talked about earlier, those turbo cancers and stuff. But just the autoimmune stuff is off the charts. We're just seeing people sick with all kinds of things.
Well, that was just, you know, critical thinking when they announced how this thing worked. I was like, isn't that going to put your body into a perpetual state of civil war? And, you know, I can keep making more mRNA and putting that in, but your immune system's eventually going to wear out.
Yeah.
You know, that can't run forever. It's supposed to replenish, you know, white blood cells and things like that. To me, maybe that comes down to the lower IQs. People can't critically think like that and make their own decision. They're just going to believe it's easier to believe what you see on TV, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and I believe it's also the bombardment on social media. You know, as we were talking the other week with transhumanism, if people see it on their cell phone, they believe it, you know. It never lies to me. It always tells me the truth.
Right. Yeah. And they're, even cell phones is interesting. You know, even on myself, I noticed that for a while I was dictating and holding a phone up to my head. And I said to my wife, look at this. I had four of these dysplastic little beauty marks developing there. And I said, only on my right side. I'm right-handed. I said, my left side, I had none. I said, I bet you that's the radiation from the phone. And then I quickly moved to voice dictation, keeping the phone away from me on speaker rather than doing it that way. But I've noticed in my patients, too, they come in, I'll see a lot of people with dysplastic nevi, they're called, on, you know, on their face. And I'll say, your left hand or your right hand? They go, how do you know? I said, you hold your phone there, don't you? And I tell them, don't hold your phone close to yourself. Don't keep your phone charging next to your bed. Put it in another room. You know, if you're going to charge, try to get away from all this stuff. 5G is a disaster. I mean, 5G is bathing the earth in radiation. It's unbelievable. I think we'll find out in years to come. A lot of our medical problems are due to this. There's crazy stuff coming out. Just the other day, I was reading that they're coming out with a aerosolized messenger RNA vaccines now. They want to make it airborne, so that way you don't have to worry. Everyone gets it. I mean, talk about a diabolical plan. I mean, are you crazy?
We've already done it. Population? We reported it. Gates Foundation was part of it, and I forget what other companies, but they mass vaccinated people with mosquitoes in two cities in India.
Right.
And the people didn't have any kind of informed consent. And now they're talking about, I think they did it here. They say that the genetically engineered mosquitoes are there to curb the mosquito population. But when they bite you, they got to leave something behind.
Yeah.
So people are getting an injection of God knows what. And they did that in, was it Louisiana and Florida?
Yeah.
Angus?
It was Florida. And I'm,
during Zika?
Yeah, it had to have been Louisiana, I'm pretty sure.
This was, I don't remember. I'd have to go back into my research and see when they did it. But it was to fight off Zika, I think.
Yeah, Zika was another scam. Zika was a huge scam. That thing, it will all turn out to be due to pesticides, not from the virus itself. All the cases that they had were problems with pesticides, because the same amount of people, not in Brazil, which were in Colombia and different other spots, didn't have it. All the pregnant women that were exposed to, in the same environment. It was the workers exposed to pesticides. And you talk about spraying of stuff. There, all of that led to, in India, the problems with Gates Foundation, all of that led to all kinds of neurological diseases and problems with the Indians. And they're freaking out about it now. But, they're very poor. They're in villages and stuff. They don't have much representation. The Indian government's more concerned with Bill Gates than, the health of their people there. And so it's no big deal for them, but it's a disaster. And they did it in Africa as well. Everything Bill Gates touched sucks for the most part.
Oh yeah. I'm all over that guy.
Yeah.
Jason, there's a question from Free Thinker in there.
Oh, I got you. Okay. It's from Free Thinker. How you doing, Free Thinker? To the doc, what does the doctor think about supplementing iodine with Crohn's glucose? I haven't heard of that. Solution 2%. And is iodine supplementation dangerous for someone with chronic kidney disease? If so, why?
How do you spell crow? I don't know what you're talking about.
Crow, like the bird. Yeah. Crows, and then Lugol's.
Oh, Lugol. Lugol solution. Yeah. Yeah. Lugol solution you could use. Lugol's another French scientist from the 1800s who came up with a solution. There's various. There is nascent iodine, which is just atomic iodine. It's a liquid. You could drink that. There is the potassium iodide people use to prevent thyroid cancer from nuclear bombs, because nuclear bombs creates a certain type of radioactive iodine from the explosion, and that gets uptake by the thyroid. That's why as soon as there's a nuclear explosion, everyone has to take potassium iodine to protect. So you load that, your body uptakes that, so it won't uptake the radioactive iodine. But yeah, it's various forms of iodine you can take. I personally like kelp the best. It's the cheapest and the most effective. And in addition to which, as I said, you get the essential amino acids. But you can use any of them. It does not affect the kidneys at all. It has no effect on the kidneys.
Hey, back to the EM. I know. So when I first joined the Army, I was in twice. The first time I was in, I was a microwave systems technician specialist, right? So we worked on the FM radios, point-to-point directional radios. And one of the things they told us in school, which I personally dealt with at one point, was that if you know, our antenna is not the thing up on the tower. The antenna is actually down in the truck or the building or whatever, and then there's a wave guide that carries that wave. It's got to be specially shaped to match that wave, and it actually the wave goes up and then it comes out that parabolic dish that's up there, and that's how they can focus it to hit the other dish, you know, 50 miles away or whatever. And they told us if there was a tear in that waveguide and you were getting exposed to that EM, it was bad for you, like they're basically cooking you. And they let us know that gingers, which I am a ginger, okay, even though I don't have any up here, gingers were specifically susceptible, more so, you know. And so I was like, okay, I put that in the back of my mind during school. And fast forward a couple of years, and our satellite people had broke their auto tracking over in Okinawa. I was over at Fort Buckner, Okinawa, and they had a satellite that tracked the Westpac satellite, or a dish that tracked the Westpac satellite all day. And then, you know, then would reset and then track another one and keep doing that. And they broke they fried the auto tracking system. So in the meantime, they had to go out there like every 15 minutes to give this manual thing like a crank, you know, and they had to do that 24/7. And they called me in because I was kind of the electronics guy. And me and my soldier, we went out to fix it. Anyway, long story short, I could only be in that radome, that golf ball looking thing that protects the satellite from the weather. That thing's supposed to be transparent to the EM, and it's supposed to be directional. But just the slight scatter from that, if I was in there more than 2 or 3 minutes, it felt like my eyes were going to pop out of my head. My skin turned bright red, and I would literally get sick, get nauseous. So I had to go in there, do a couple minutes worth of work, come outside for 5 minutes, and go back in. But I just, like I'm saying, this is old technology, and that was frying me back then, just from the back scatter of it. It's got to be bad, this 5G. You know, it's a higher frequency. It's being more focused towards you. I don't know. That was my personal experience. If we've known about this danger since this is back in like 2000, when I went to school, why are we, you know, here at 2023 now and nobody knows about the dangers?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, purposeful. It's once again, follow the money. The money is in 5G and population be damned, yeah, it's horrific. I think when people finally realize there's going to be no backing away from it, because the towers are everywhere. And, you know, you opt out for no communication. I'm surprised there's not more shielding devices on phones and different things as well. What you experienced in Okinawa was a mild acute radiation sickness. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm more worried about the low-grade radiation that's chronic. Yours was acute. It was, you know, short-term. You got it. You got sick from it. But I think more insidious is the chronic one that, you know, people exposed to day in and day out, especially in the cities. Move away out in the country, is less radiation and stuff. It's a much healthier lifestyle. But eventually 5G is going to carpet the world. There's a lot of association between, you know, it's hard to prove between 5G and COVID. When it first came out, Italy was one of the first places that went heavily into 5G, and they were one of the first, right after Wuhan, China, that had the biggest outbreaks of COVID. So, it's a lot of, I think it's all immunosuppression and things like that from it. But that low-grade immunosuppression, along with it's the perfect storm. You've had people who are, take the young people, for example. When we were young, we were outside in the sun, playing outside in the fresh air, you know, whatever air. I was in New Jersey, so it wasn't that fresh. But we were outside. We got exercise. We got sunlight. Sunlight is key for health. Dermatologists have it all wrong. Sunlight is not dangerous for you at all. You know, if sunlight was killing people, we would never have evolved. It's burns that give melanoma and cancer. Sun okay. Burns. You know, and if you look at old pictures of Connecticut Yankees, for example, if you look at these old photos and stuff from the turn of the last century and stuff, these guys look like Sicilians. They were dark by the end of the year because they were outside all year round. They were outside, and that's where you're made to be. We're made to be outside. We're made to be in the sun. Sun's great for you. It lowers your cholesterol. It lowers your blood pressure. It improves your mood. It builds bone via vitamin D, which itself is wonderful for you. And we got it all wrong. It's the burns that do it. These guys were outside, and as the seasons got longer, their exposure got longer, and they never burned. They were all deeply tanned. And you never heard of these guys. They would have all died of skin cancer if that theory was true. It's not true at all. You know, what happened, and now you can prove it by construction workers have a lower incidence of melanoma than office workers. Why would that be if it was sunlight? It's not sunlight, it's the burns. The office workers are inside all week. They go out on the weekends, they get burnt. And they wind up with skin cancer. The sun's great for you. I sunbathe all the time. It's fabulous for you. By the way, it lowers your cholesterol because of the backbone for vitamin D is made from cholesterol.
Does that hold true for like the artificial like tanning beds? Do you get the same benefit or
it's not as good because it's not once again, it's not the full spectrum of sunlight.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean it's not the ultraviolet, the infrared, you know, the whole spectrum of it across there. And when you're exposed to that you're and we're made to have that. I'm not saying get burnt, but I advise my patients to go out and I tell them the sun's good for you, even the fair skinned ones. If you're really fair skinned, get early morning and late day sun. Start with it 15 minutes a day, get a little rosy red, stop, go in, but do not wear sunblock. You know, that's the irony of it. Is also a epidemic of vitamin D deficiency. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D deficiency, the rare person I checked that's not vitamin D deficient because they're never in the sun anymore. They're on computers, they're inside. Once again, they're in the computers, they're exposed to radiation from the computer, and they're not exposed to good stuff that they should have. You know, sunlight's great for you.
Oh, wow. We got anything, Angus? If
yeah, you're I want to jump back to the okay. 5G thing real quick.
Okay.
So I was talking to Jason just before the show started, and you ever seen where people do that test? They take a cup of water, they put it in the microwave, they mic it, or nuke it for a little bit, and then use it to water plants and everything. And the plants that they use the microwave water on do not survive.
I've not seen that.
But. Yeah, because the water's been radiated and everything. But So what I was telling Jason is I just saw this the other day, and I travel around and I see a lot of it, and it never really occurred to me, but on water towers now is where they're mounting a lot of these 5G transmitters. And you just kind of start to wonder, is that just for ease of installation, or are they actually radiating that water now?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just something to think about. It's like, wow, that's just, you know, because I don't trust this whole 5G thing either. It's
yeah, well, the reservoirs are being irradiated. If we are, they are too. And so, it's a problem, but it's one of those insidious problems. It's very slow. And so it's hard to, you know, when Jason was exposed in Okinawa, that was acute, that was quick, so he was able to identify it. But it's very difficult to identify when it's day in, day out for years and slowly affecting your immune system. But I think the radiation is probably, along with the nutritional deficiencies, especially in the fat-soluble vitamins we were talking about, is leading to all those mental health problems. We have a very sick population mentally. Mm-hmm. It's a disaster, you know, and it's not going to get better. And every generation gets worse because as the birth mothers, their stores of minerals and trace elements decline each time, and their stores of fat-soluble vitamins decline. You have to take A, D, E, and K. You have to take them. They're great for your health. I mean, just for example, K2, we didn't know for years we gave middle-aged women calcium for osteoporosis. Got to take calcium, got to take calcium. And it was a disaster. The calcium went to their blood vessels, but not their bones. And until we realized that vitamin K2, not vitamin K, K2, a subtype of K, is responsible for moving calcium from the blood vessels to the bones. So not only does it help your hardening of the arteries, it helps build stronger bones. So it's a double whammy. It's great for you. And so, once again, you need those vitamins. So once we start, I give all my patients, I talked to an endocrinologist from Mass General, called me a couple of years ago, and we were talking about a mutual patient. And I said, I'm going to put her on K2. And she didn't even know what it was. I'm thinking, you're an endocrinologist. How could you not know this? You know, and those kind of things are essential. So we are, but the information's out there, just that people haven't sat down and put it together and thought about it. And it's unfortunately not taught in the schools. They keep falling back on pharmaceuticals. When it's much, for example, to build bone, I use K2, calcium, D3, boron, which is a mineral that everyone ignores. Boron, there are areas in the United States where there's high boron in the soil. Orthopedic surgeons have a difficult time sawing through the bones. Right. So I add boron to my patients, and I try to avoid the pharmaceutical meds that they have for it. And they come back 2 years later with a bone scan, and they're improved, and they're scratching their heads. How could this be? But this stuff is out there. We just have to do it. Exercise builds bone as well. And so these kids coming up are going to be a disaster. As they get older, from lack of vitamin D, lack of exercise, lack of fat-soluble vitamins, lack of minerals, their health is progressively declining. We're going to see my prediction is a sharp drop in life expectancy in the next generation, as well as morbidity.
Life expectancy, fertility, all that stuff. And I doubt we're going to get to it today, but we've talked about that. And I was wanting to know, you know, is it just our food? That was a question I was going to ask you. Food, is it the radiation from the 5G and other frequencies? Yeah. Or is it the meds we take? You know,
I think it's a toxic soup, the combination.
Okay.
You know, of all the stuff that we have, the lack of good supporting nutrients and all the toxins and radiation we're exposed to. I mean, sperm counts are dropping critically. It's down 50% in 20 years. 50%.
Well, here's the kicker, and I've actually got this paper up. I won't share it because it's just a boring looking paper. But this is from the United Nations, and it's dated back to 2001. So Vince Agnelli sent me this, and don't let me forget, Angus. I want to show that resolution that Vince authored, and remind people where they can go get that. But anyway, so this talks about declining populations, and it's kind of a link. If you believe in replacement migration, this would be the document to look at to try to prove it. But they saw, and these are the countries: France, Germany, Italy, Japan, South Korea, Russia, UK, United States, Europe, and the whole of the European Union. These are the countries that they looked at to say, hey, we're going to be getting into like population decline because of fertility rates, life expectancy, people getting sick. And so they're talking about replacement migration. It actually says that word in here back in 2001. So to me, this just tells me that they know we're being exposed to stuff that's killing us, and they know it's coming. That's where I can look and say, okay, this is nefarious, because they've planned for it. They have a plan to replace us.
Right.
And it's not necessarily because they don't like the demographic of the people there, but they need a steady workforce to prop up the economy.
Worker bees.
Yeah, that's what they need, worker bees. And it's really great as well, if you want to control somebody, bring somebody in from a third world nation where they don't have the same concept of God-given rights, and they come in, and then you could just, they're not going to fight for the rights because they never had that. They have it better here.
They're very passive populations to bring in. But you guys are military guys. Look at the drop in eligible recruits. 80% of them they reject for psychiatric or medical problems.
Oh, 80%. And they've relaxed the standards. The standards have been so relaxed, they'll let anybody in now. Face tattoos, neck tattoos, everything.
Right. And still they can't get enough people to recruit because the population is unhealthy and only going to get worse. That's why we have to get back to growing your own food and enriching the soil. It's all about the soil. You just enrich that soil. We talked about azomite and different things last time, but I have a horse farm. So I have, and I have orchards in between. I've got about 350 fruit trees. And so I take all of the horse manure and compost it. And I just keep adding that to the soil with azomite and different things. And I grow, as Angus knows, soil in our area really sucks. It's New England. It's all rock and clay, but you can augment that and make it really good. You know, it just takes a while, it takes active work, and I use no chemicals. That's the thing. Keep that soil chemical free.
Nice. Hey, we got a few questions for you, Doc. So this comes from Gardner Goldsmith. Gardner Goldsmith does a show Monday through Friday called Liberty Conspiracy. It's 6 to 7:30 my time, which is 7 to 8:30 Eastern. 8:30,
yeah.
I'm still getting used to the time zone change, but yeah, he does. Sometimes the show goes on for an hour and a half. Sometimes it's 3 hours, really great show. But right now Gardner, where he lives, he's suspecting he has a mold problem, and this has been giving him problems. So his question is, mast cell response, leaky gut problems, possibly caused by mold, myotoxins. So what can you do about that?
Well, I've been very successful in treating leaky gut. Leaky gut is an epidemic because of several factors. The toxins we're exposed to that damage the microbiome, the good flora in our gut, gets damaged from that. Also, our diet sucks. Every culture in the world except the American has fermented foods as part of their diet. We don't have any fermented foods in our diet. in fermented foods, if you go anywhere, Korea, they all eat kimchi and different things, they eat sauerkraut, all these fermented foods provide a real host of good beneficial bacteria. It also pre-digests some of the nutrients there and makes it more readily accessible to you. That with our terrible diet and all the chemicals in our diet completely ravaged our microbiome. We're realizing now more that your microbiome controls your health. I mean, we have as many cells, bacterial cells, as we have cells in our body. And there's active communication in our gut, it's called the second brain, between the gut and the body and the immune system. It goes back and forth. And so what happens is, in leaky gut, there's normally things called tight junctions between the cells. There's one cell layer lining the intestines. And those leaky guts fit in really tight with each other. Those tight junctions, fit in really tight with each other. When they open up, it allows proteins to go in that are not non-digested. And that leads to a lot of autoimmune problems, because once those proteins circulate, if the protein is similar to thyroid, you get Hashimoto's. If it's similar to joints, you get, rheumatoid arthritis type problems. And so there's a whole host of problems there. And what I discovered over the years was, in my studies, was that all the cells in the body require glucose to live, except three different ones. The brain has a backup system to use ketones, and we'll get into that if we talk about dementia. And the gut, the cells that line the gut, the small intestine, they need L-glutamine. The cells in the large intestine need medium-chain triglycerides. And so what I do is supplement with my patients. I give them L-glutamine, medium-chain triglycerides in the form of coconut oil, and then I supplement it with two or three things. I use collagen to help heal it. I use vitamin C, and I use colostrum. And that combination is really good. But I also use, and I wrote it in my Substack, I write about this sometimes, I wrote a section called The Love Hormone, where I talk about a bacteria called Lactobacillus reuteri. And that's interesting, because that's a probiotic bacteria, but it colonizes the stomach, not the intestine. And so what it does is it colonizes the stomach, and it prevents Helicobacter pylori, but it also releases biocidins that go into the small intestine, and the small intestine, and kills off the bad bacteria. And so it prevents bacterial overgrowth, and it helps the microbiome flourish there. So I use that combination to fix leaky gut, and it works very well.
Awesome. And guard,
a lot of the food allergies that people have now are leaky gut. Leaky gut. And so that's why they develop as adults, and they're always, how come I get allergies now? I used to be able to tolerate this. It's all in your gut. Well, my wife presented, I'm married to her 27 years. After about a decade, she started getting all these allergies to everything. She was allergic to corn, milk, all these different things. And I said to her, we got to seal your gut. I sealed her gut, and within a year, it all went away.
That's good to know, because I've developed a couple of food allergies over the years, so I might need to look into that. I've got some more questions I want to get to. So here's one here. This one comes from Freethinker. Can you see it there? It says, what does the doctor think of supplementing with D3 and K2 when the vitamin D is listed as chloro, big word, which people are saying is
resveratrol. No, I think it's okay. D3 and K2 together, it's a good combination. Okay. I would add vitamin A to it. And the other thing is krill oil is really good too, or any fish oil, but krill is good. You get a lot of good, because krill has a lot of phosphatidylcholine in it, and that helps your brain, and helps brain development. It helps calm you down and stuff. You were talking about earlier about caffeine. I take caffeine tablets when I'm tired at the office, which is frequent. but I use it with theanine. If you combine the amino acid theanine with it, it doesn't give you any jitters at all. So you get the stimulation of the caffeine without the jitters. So it's
interesting.
It's a nice comment. There's a lot of interesting amino acids that you could use to treat different problems that work very well.
All right. So we got another one here from a Syrian girl. Has Dr. LaGuardia done any research into oxalate poisoning?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Calcium oxalates that cause a lot of kidney stones are one thing they're susceptible to is citric acid. And so if, for example, if you have kidney stones, calcium oxalate, 80% kidney stones of calcium oxalate, 20% of uric acid stones, the vast majority of calcium oxalate. So that's why people advise squeezing lemons into water. That binds up the oxalates and prevents their absorption. So you can, that's a good way to do it. That, you know, I don't know much about oxalate poisoning in itself, but.
All right. Then we got a couple questions from Tom, and I knew Tom would have this one on Thursday. I knew he would bring it up today. First, he wants to know what you think of Purple C60. I think that's the stuff Charlie Robinson, they sponsor him. Is that okay?
Yep.
Have you heard of Purple C60?
No, I've not.
So I'm not really sure what it is. Let me Google it. I'll go ahead and get us on the next question. He just wanted to know if you wanted to go over mushrooms, because he's a big fan of mushrooms and, you know, the.
Yeah, mushrooms are great for you. Mushrooms are fabulous for you. In my books, I go into them. I have a whole section on mushrooms. Yeah, they're really good. Medicinal mushrooms are the way to go for a lot of things. It boosts your immune system without side effects. Chaga and different ones are just fabulous for you. I would endorse that. Once again, that's getting to a plant-based medicine. And so it has, I'm sure, we identified certain nutrients in there, but besides those, there's a whole host of them that we don't know. And it's also the interplay. It's hard to isolate. We always try to isolate one thing from it, a plant. Best to ingest the whole plant and get it than to try to isolate a chemical from that. And so that's why, ingesting mushrooms is great for you.
Okay, so the Purple C60, I thought it's what it was. It's an advertised. Actually, let me just share it on the screen. See if I can get that to pop up. So Carbon 60, ultimate antioxidant. And they have, this is what it is. So Carbon 60, I guess, is the molecule.
Have you ever heard of that? 60. No, I have not. There's so many things out there. It's hard, you know?
Yeah. I know Charlie doesn't really sponsor people. Charlie Robinson, he wrote the book, The Octopus of Global Control, and he has his own podcast, video podcast. But he sponsors stuff that's usually pretty legit. So I don't know. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
But hey, I want to run a break real quick.
Look in the drawing on it. It looks like a buckyball. It looks like there's in the drawing they had in the cover of it. So I wonder if it's a synthetic carbon that they use.
They say they get it from avocado oil, coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil.
So it's not. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, it looks like a carbon. It's very symmetrical.
Yeah,
and the carbon usually structures that way. So, let me take a quick break. I'm going to run Audi's commercial again, and then we're going to make a couple of announcements, and then I want to get into your books and cover that.
Okay, great.
So let me go ahead and run this, and we'll see you here in a minute. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New music, classic artists. That's how we do it here at Modern Retro Radio.
Lenny Kravitz has just released his 11th studio album.
Here is the ever-enduring pop genius, Beck.
Giving you the latest from Sheryl Crow.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Marilyn Manson. This is Garbage, a song called Blood for Poppies.
Robert Cray's channeling Al Green.
Better known as Chaka Khan.
Brand new music from Parliament Funkadelic. Back in the 1980s and 1990s, we knew him as Terrence Trent D'Arby.
This is Taylor Dane.
You know that group, Foo Fighters?
I'm vaguely familiar with them, yeah.
The new album from Slash, Phil Collins, covers the Four Tops.
Metallica's 2016 double album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
Here we got Aerosmith with Beyond Beautiful.
All right, and that was Modern Retro Radio. I was actually listening to it this morning during my show prep time. Before we move on, though, dang it, I accidentally killed the screen. Give me one second, folks. There we go. All right, so it's still not working. Stop sharing. One second. Live, folks, it happens sometimes. Oh, there it goes. A little hiccup there. So anyway, Vince Agnelli he's an author. He's in our chat with us. He's got this thing, and I wanted to make sure I didn't forget this today. But it's a resolution, basically, not a really resolution, more like a petition. And it's basically telling us it's to stop the war. stop the piece. And what his idea is that we print this thing out. We go door to door if we have to. We put it up in the hardware store, wherever. And it basically, I'll pull it up. It's a very good idea. It's a very good, peaceful way to end the madness going on around the world. And you can find this thing for download. You go to our website, theknightsofthestorm.com. And in the forum area, you don't need to be a member to get to this. You go to the courtyard, and right there, you'll see Resolution for Restoration of Peace. And if I bring it up, it's real simple. It just says, hey, the people of this community, I'll paraphrase it. We want to bring the troops back, and we want to get the heck out of there. We do not want a nuclear war, basically. And if we get enough of these things signed, and it quotes the Constitution, it says, you know, because these are unconstitutional wars, war has not been declared. And it goes into to all that. So take a look at it. If you got the time, get some people to sign it. You know, numbers matter to these people. These people that want to stay in office, numbers really matter. If they see a bunch of these things, they're going to have to be held accountable. They're going to have to vote against certain things. They're going to have to go out and let's make them work for us again. If we don't say nothing, they're just out there in the wind doing what, you know, what their colleagues are doing. No, they need to represent their constituents, which is us. But we have to make that voice be known. So this is a good, peaceful way to do it. I highly suggest that you go check it out. You can find it on Vince Agnelli's Substack. We have a link to his Substack on our website. I think TNP platform, you get with number six. He's got it. Angry Tiger's got it. Just get with one of us. We'll email it to you, or you can download it off of one of their sources.
I mean, so, does anyone really believe that the Israelis were caught by surprise?
No. Okay. You know, the Iron Dome was shut off.
Don't get me started on that.
Right. Mossad was caught with their pants down? I don't think so. I think it's to draw us into a war with Iran to take out Iran for them.
100%.
My personal opinion, you know, as soon as it happened, I said to my wife, this is bullshit. The Israelis didn't get 2 weeks of radio silence. The Egyptians warned them a week before, and they still didn't do anything about it. They don't buy it.
Oh, crap. I accidentally just closed something out that I wasn't supposed to. It's all right. So speaking of just craziness, you guys have heard about this eclipse we got coming up, right?
I just heard about it.
Ring of fire.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, I had it up and I just accidentally closed the window. Well, I had a nice picture of the thing. But so what it is we have a total eclipse today happening. If you're in Texas, I believe it's 11:50 this morning. So in about 2 hours. Not even. Yeah.
A solar eclipse.
Okay. Solar eclipse. Yeah, it's a full solar eclipse. Yeah. So then you see the ring all the way around it. So Levi from Narrow Way, Narrow Gate Ministries, he's talking about, he thinks that this is, and he's got Bible quotes that, you know, Bible verses that actually talk about the end times. So he's saying that this is going to be that time of madness, our final warning before God judges the world, basically. So, and it's going to be between, so it happens today, and then again on April 8th of next year, it will happen again. And so that time between, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, Levi, but that's going to be the time of madness. You're going to see food supplies go away. You're going to see, you know, maybe the internet goes down. Craziness. But whether that's true or not, we should always be prepared. And part of being prepared is having knowledge. So let's talk about your books. Whichever one you want to start off with first.
Well, I'll start off with the first one, the Doomsday Book of Medicine.
I just ordered that yesterday, by the way. Oh, I'm looking forward to getting it. Yep.
Here it is here. I don't know if they could see it from there. There you go.
Yeah, we got it.
That I wrote in 2015. Being a lifelong prepper, you know, I've read a lot of literature, the medical prepping literature, and it was just garbage, just nonsense stuff, just didn't have any useful information there at all. And so I wrote this book. It's over 900 pages. I teach you how to treat every medical problem from head to toe, everything from depression to diabetes, trauma, snake bites, everything. And I also teach you how, in the beginning, I give you some certain tools that I want you to use, common tools, different vitamins, different trace elements, different things, hydrogen peroxide, activated charcoal, different things I like to use And I use those in there, and I teach you at first, and I teach you gardening principles about making a soil and growing good food. And then I go into each illness. And as I said on Thursday, I give you 15 or 20 non-pharmaceutical ways to treat it. Some of the things are just common household items. Some of them are stuff like borax. And some of the other things are, none of them are prescription. So they're all readily available. And the reason I give you so many ways to treat everything is my presumption that this is a grid down situation and you don't have everything available to you. Amazon's not there. And in the end, I teach you, I list all the things you would need for a medicine chest to form all these items. You don't have to get them all, but you know, the ones you think that would help you the most in your particular situation. And it's become, I'm proud to say, the book for medical prepping.
Nice. And you know what I really got it for? Well, number one, it's going to go next to my medical kit, because like we were talking on Thursday, you know, storable food, that's great. Store your food, but that's just a stopgap. If things go on for a long time, you need that until you can get into the next growing season or start gardening if you haven't, until you can produce it. So you got to have a long-term solution. Medical kit, you know, you only got so many bandages in there. You only got so much antibiotics. What happens when it runs out? So right. This book will show me how to make that stuff.
Yeah. Right. And the reality is that doctors won't be able to help you because the vast majority are either specialized, so they can't help, you know, in this situation. And almost all of them rely totally on either pharmaceuticals or technology. And
well, there's another thing too. Another thing, Doc, is sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were done, but another thing is, have you seen the prices of like NyQuil or, you know, Tylenol? In the pharmacy prices are just going to go up, up, up. If I can find something natural that works, right, that I can go out, maybe I can grow this in a little herb garden or something, and then learn how to prepare it, learn how to store it. Right. It just seems like a better, you know, saving money. It's better for you. You're not getting the chemicals. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yep. It might very well save your life. And it's a grid down situation. We're all going to be scrambling to help each other, and it'll all be back to communities. So everything will get small again, which is happening now in a way because of globalization's collapsing. And so as they're reshoring industries and stuff, each country's more and more will become more and more isolated because the United States won't be able to protect free trade in the world seas and stuff. And China, where everything's collapsing there. Europe's collapsing. German economy's on the edge because we blew up their pipeline, and so they have no cheap energy. And so, you know, and people don't realize that everything is in decline. These are the end times, in my opinion.
I agree.
Hey, we had another question. Do you want to read it, Angus?
Yeah.
Save Tom's for this.
Says, I work as a nurse in a weight loss management office, wondering if Doc has thoughts on what weight loss meds that are now super popular, i.e., Ozempic, and doing gut overall health and what long-term side effects are.
Well, on a personal note, I've lost 55 pounds on Ozempic in a year. So I love Ozempic. I'm a bariatrician. I do weight loss. That's one of my big things. Ozempic is a great drug. And Mounjaro is okay. I have a lot more GI side effects with Mounjaro. But first of all, the most recent studies show that Ozempic also helps heart and kidney health. And so it has much more benefits than just the weight loss. And it's an old drug. It's been around for a while. I mean, I've used it for years in diabetic. I'm not diabetic, but I've used it for years in diabetic patients. But, you know, what happened to me was I was never overweight, but I put on 5 pounds a year for 10 years. Before you know it, you're 50 pounds overweight. And so I got back into it. A year ago, I was doing 11 push-ups. I'm up to 100 in a clip in under 2 minutes. So I feel great. I lost the weight. I feel great. I'm back to swimming and stuff. And I think it's a miracle for a lot of people. Certainly it's, you know, no drug is perfect, but it's pretty clean of side effects. But once again, the best way to lose weight other than that is restricting carbohydrates. Intermittent fasting works great. Intermittent fasting is you eat lunch and dinner. And so you say eat lunch at 12 o'clock, eat dinner roughly at 6. You have nothing from 6 o'clock till noon the next day except water. No food at all. Your body has no choice but to look for fuel. And where it will go to is fats. Yep. So you'll lose a lot of fat, and that works very well. That's safe and effective. But we got to do something. The population is becoming extreme. I mean, I see so many young people, you know, young boys with gynecomastia. They've got breasts. They've got handlebars. They're sweating, walking 20 feet. You know, it's horrific. You know, when I was young in the 60s, we had an hour of gym every morning. It was real gym. It was sit-ups, jumping jacks, push-ups, climbing ropes, dodgeball. Yeah. We were sweated up. You know, and I think that helped a lot with all the energy for kids with ADD, but it got us all into pretty decent shape.
Well, when you sweat like that, you get rid of toxins in your body.
Toxins, right. That's why saunas are so good.
Yeah.
You know, but so weight loss is good overall, and I think the drugs are safe and effective. I'm all for them.
Yeah, and it looks like Joe Biden says he could beat your 100 push-ups.
Yeah, Joe Biden says a lot.
Hey, let's jump into your next book. I know we're already over our hour, and we do try and keep ourselves closer because we have another show that follows ours that we support. So we want to make sure we don't step on their time.
Okay.
But let's go ahead. I guess we'll talk about which one. You want to talk about the
Bible of Alternative Medicine is okay. Very similar to the don't buy them both. It's very similar to the Doomsday Book of Medicine, just on a larger format. A lot of the prepping stuff was taken out of it. The publisher at the time wanted it to be a more general audience. Right now, Amazon's punishing me for some reason. I'm not sure why. Someone got a book in the mail and it fell apart, and they said it's not authentic, and they unlisted me from there. They're selling the Kindle version, but not the hardcover version, which we're softcover version, which we're fighting right now. But my third book was Infected: Secrets from the Medical Underground. That's done very well. It sold over 50,000 copies. It sells very well. That's shorter. It's about 200 or 300 pages. But that teaches you how to treat every infection from head to toe, everything from an eye infection to venereal disease without pharmaceuticals and very effective methods. That's been very well received and is doing very well. And on my Substack page, I'm under Medical Underground on Substack. I get into all kinds of treatments. Every week I write articles in there. And I don't do what a lot of people do. I don't put references in there. My general reader is not interested in references and stuff and studies. I cite them myself, the contents of them. I don't bog them down. I don't bog it down in medical terminology that you wouldn't not understand. Whenever I use a term, immediately afterwards in parentheses, I'll tell you what it means, just to make it clear for my readers. So it's very reader-friendly. And unlike a lot of sites, I don't just tell you, oh, yeah, this stuff might help for you. I tell you the actual doses that will work to help you.
I was going to ask you about that. You know, how do you know about doses? That's good to know.
Yep. All my books, I give the doses. So, and I make it very clear. And I explain to you if it's milligrams to grams, and people get lost in metric system to help them out.
We did have one last question, but actually two from Tom. Tom wants to know what your cat's name is, Angus.
That one is that's Brandy.
Brandy. All right.
Every cat in the house is named after alcohol. I don't know why.
Did you name them or your wife?
The kids.
Oh wow.
But they are of age. So.
Okay. And then the final question. Okay. Hey Nero, I got some links that I'll share here in a second. But I guess Tom, he asked if I could only buy one of the three books, which would be the first one that you should get? And that's a good question, Tom. Thank you.
The Doomsday book.
I was right. Actually, because of our last interview, you had told me that the Doomsday and then the other one, the Bible of Alternative Medicine, you said they were kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very similar.
And then this, of course, the Kindle version. So I wanted a hard copy because I get my Kindle version if the lights go out in Georgia? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah, so I got that one, and I'm glad that, and you said that everything in the back tells you how to make stuff for, you know, you got this condition, you just index it. Okay, this is what I need to be eating.
Well, no, in each section, it tells you right with it how to do it. In the back, it tells you how to make a medicine chest. But on my Substack page, just recently, I wrote a section on radiation that everyone should download and print out. And teaches you what to do for acute radiation exposure and what to do in the case of a nuclear explosion and how to treat that. And so I give you various ways to do that. And so that's that, but I can't urge enough to print it out so you have a hard copy. Just like you said, if things go down, you won't be able to get that.
All right. Yeah, I'm glad that that you make that book simple though, because I'm a simple man.
I don't think you're very simple.
Levi, Narrow Way, Narrow Gate Ministries, wanted to know how to buy the Bible alternative book. I could not find it anywhere. I went to all kinds of places yesterday trying to find a hard copy. It all links back to the Kindle version.
Yeah, it all links back to the Kindle right now, and it's but it should be back online, I'm hoping, in a week or two.
And if you want the links, if you're searching for it and you can't find it, here in our read section, I've added all three of your links to all three of your books. Just click on the picture. It works on mobile too.
If you're really in a rush to get the Bible of Alternative Medicine, you can contact my office. It's in Mansfield, Connecticut. Dr. LaGuardia, it's easy to find. Just call us or send us a letter there with the, and we'll send it to you.
All right. And if you can't find him, get a hold of me. I have your office number, Doc. You sent it to me so I can.
Yeah, it's easily found. Yeah.
And well, I guess that's about it. I feel like I'm forgetting something. What am I forgetting, Angus?
I don't remember. I'm
old. No, I think we covered. We talked about Vince's letter. We talked about your books. I don't know. Let's do, we're a little bit over, but let's just wrap it up. Let's do final thoughts. And first, I just want to thank Dr. LaGuardia for coming on. I got a lot of positive feedback from Thursday's show. So I'm glad you got to come on today to share some of that knowledge.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And if you didn't, we talked about COVID a lot. So if you wanted to hear about COVID and the mRNA jab and stuff, go watch Thursday's show in the Foxhole. We get pretty heavy into that. So thank you. And I'll give you the floor to talk about or share whatever you want.
No, I just want to tell people that I really urge them to go to my Substack page. I think, you know, I write interesting articles every week on cures for different things, not just describing the illness, but how to fix it. And that's hard to find out there. And share it with your friends.
Awesome. Angus, what do you got, brother?
I just want to wrap up for a little John. I had a question in there. Is gabapentin good or bad?
Gabapentin we use for a lot of things. It depends. I mean, it's it has some side effects. You know, a lot of mental status stuff. People get confused and stuff, and some get depressed, a little bit depressed on it. But we use it. I use it a lot in my practice. Use it a lot for peripheral neuropathy and a lot of other problems, seizures. Not so much for seizures as much as neuropathic stuff, and it works very well. It helps for pain control also, and so it's a good drug. But like all pharmaceuticals, it has side effects.
Awesome. That's for me to wrap it up. I mean, I think with everything, you know, we were talking, it's not just body health, but a lot of it is mind. And, you know, they're keeping us in a constant state of fear, you know, and people are suffering from anxiety constantly, it seems like. And again, it goes back to them being able to sell more pharmaceuticals. And I mean, yep. It's just such an evil plot that's going around, you know, right. Dealing with psychological health and body health. It's crazy.
That's why sleep is so important. Sleep in a perfectly quiet environment in the dark with no lights, anything on, because that affects your melatonin levels adversely. And so, yeah, sleep and also meditation. Just, you know, you don't have to sit there in a full lotus position. I'm talking about sitting. I have a big floppy chair. I like to sit in the dark at night sometimes. And I'll spend an hour there just thinking. And just really, I fall asleep sometimes and wake up. I just admit it helps good to clear your mind and get rid of clutter, no background noise. I mean, there's so much incoming sensation, sensory data to us that it's good to shut that off and let your body calm down, which is what you're designed for.
That's what fishing is good for. Yeah, I always exactly. Feel wonderful after
right.
Fishing.
Right, birds singing in the background, that's perfect for you.
Yeah, absolutely great.
Dynamite going off in the river.
Yeah, throw your phone. Throw your phone in there. That's right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get us out of here. Don't forget, in 45 minutes, America Unplugged will be on with the same viewers over there. So I always remind them that it comes on at noon. Was it noon Eastern time, right? And hopefully we'll see y'all there. So let's see. Thanks for joining us. I really want to thank you again, Doctor. You can come on anytime you want. If you got a new book come out, or you've got something that's pressing that you want to.
Yeah, if you ever come up with any medical issues that you want to talk about, give me a buzz.
All right. Absolutely. I will do. And it was great having you on. So
same here. Take care, boys. Have a great weekend.
Awesome. Thank you, Doctor. Everyone. And we'll see you over in America Unplugged. Sorry, Angus. Go ahead.
No.